Welcome to the Anat Baniel Method for Backs. You're about to begin lesson number 5. By now, I trust that you have experienced desirable changes. With this process, you'll discover that the more you do the lessons, the quicker and more fully you'll improve. A quick reminder, do everything gently, softly, and comfortably. If you feel any pain, don't do the movement that's painful for you to do. Look for another way to do. Imagine doing the movement. Just make sure to do only that which is comfortable and safe. And allow yourself to learn and find new ways of moving so the pain can go away. Please roll to lie on your right side. Bend one leg on top of the other, one knee and leg on top of the other. The right arm is shoulder height in front of you. If you need to support your head with a little pillow or a rolled up towel, feel free to do so. And place the left hand in front of your chest on the floor. Now straighten down your left leg. So you take the left leg off the right one. The right leg, the right knee stay bent. And the left leg is straight down in continuation of your back, in continuation of your spine. So that if somebody took the floor and brought it up, you would be standing on your left leg with your right leg bent up in the air. And now, on your side like this, lift the leg and lower it. Lift the left leg and lower it. And see if you can lift the leg on the side. That means you don't lift the leg much if you really move it on your side. Not forward, not backwards, just on the side. Simply lift the leg and lower. Make sure you're lying clearly on your right side. You're not rolled partway on your back or partway on your belly. And lift the leg and lower it. Now you've done a number of lessons around the pelvis and the movement of the pelvis, and you have gotten quite a lot of mobility in the pelvis. So we already know that it's not like you're not flexible enough or stiff or something like that. But when you do a new movement, there is a tendency to do it in the old way. So when you lift the leg like this, when it's long, it's quite heavy. Is your pelvis moving? Or is the pelvis staying inert as if the leg can lift by itself? And see if only by thinking of rolling the pelvis up on its left side, that means that the right side of the pelvis and the right side of the belt area, the soft part on the right side, will press more into the floor. See if that helps the leg lift. Try to not move the pelvis and see what happens. Stiffen the chest and don't let the pelvis move. And leave it alone. Roll on your back and rest for a moment. And just listen to the sensation of length now in the right leg, in the left leg. The feeling in the face on the right side and on the left side. Remember, I mentioned to you that whatever we do is central, even though we might think of ourselves in a fragmented way, we are one being. And when things change on the right side with the leg, they also change elsewhere. And one of the places that's easy to feel that oftentimes is the face. And now once again, roll to lie on your right side. The same way, the right arm long, shoulder height in front of you. The right leg bent, the left one is long. Get hold with your left arm from above your head, the right temple. So you bring the left arm above the head, you bend the elbow, You put the forearm on top of your head and you get hold of your right temple. And the left elbow is up in the air towards the ceiling to the extent that you can. Now, in this position, lift the head with the help of the left arm and lower it. Not the leg, just the head. Lift the head on the side like this and put it back down. And make sure that the hand is holding the temple in the middle of the temple, not close to the back of the head, so that the head does not turn with the nose to the floor. You really bend the head on the side. It also doesn't turn with the nose to the ceiling, just on the side. And again, scan your chest and your pelvis, especially on the left side for a moment. And does your pelvis know you're lifting your head? If it doesn't, could you inform it? And see what happens the moment that you include the pelvis in your thought when you lift the head. What happens to the lifting of the head? See, then the ribs on the left side squish together. The pelvis moves. And the head lifts easier and higher. So now lift the head and the leg at the same time. Lift the head and the leg and see whether lifting the head helps the leg and lifting the leg helps the head. That means that by doing both of them together, you facilitate for yourself to use the middle of your body. Again, those powerful muscles that are attached to the pelvis and the powerful muscles in the pelvis. There you go. And now leave the head alone and lift the leg only a few times and see what it's like to lift the leg now. Has it already become a touch lighter? Maybe yes, maybe no. And if it has, feel what you're doing differently than a minute ago to make your leg lighter. And the answer, the textbook answer is, you are using the powerful muscles in the middle of your body, helping you to do the movement with the leg. The leg immediately gets both nimbler, lighter, and more powerful. Lie on your back and rest, please. And of course, notice the difference you might feel between the right side and the left side. Roll to lie on your left side. Bend your knees, one on top of the other. Put the left arm shoulder height. Lean on your right hand on the floor. Lengthen the right leg down. That's wonderful. And now lift and lower the right leg. Leave the head on the floor for now, but you're free to bring the pelvis into use, into movement right away. Make sure to not roll on your back, which is what people tend to do most often. Also not to roll on your stomach, which few would tend to do, but really to bring the leg up on its side. Things happen in the pelvis, they have to. The leg is incredibly heavy this way. To try and lift it only in the leg muscles and those muscles in the legs that are attached to the pelvis is quite torturous. Try to do it for a moment. Don't let the pelvis or the chest move and see what you have to do. And how many times you want to do it like that. And now put your right arm above your head and get hold of your left temple. And now lift the head and the leg and lower them. Make sure you're lying on your side. See how amazing it is that grown-up, intelligent, successful people, we still did not get the full opportunity to grow up learning to know ourselves in a real way, on the feeling, sensory level. And then we live a lifetime covering up with our intelligence. That's wonderful. And see, what are you doing with the pelvis and with the head when you lift the two together? With the chest, the middle of the body, is it kicking in? And now leave the head alone and just lift the leg like this a few more times and see if the leg got lighter, if you lost some weight. Lie on your back and rest, please. And of course, notice how you're lying and how the right side now feels compared to the left one. Which leg, if any, feels longer now? Please roll to lie on your right side the same way. Right arm long, in continuation of the shoulder. Knees bent on one on top of the other. The left hand standing in front of the chest with the elbow in the air. And again, lengthen the left leg down in continuation of your spine, of your back. And now start sliding the leg as it is lying down, as if you're wanting to push something away from yourself with the heel of your left leg. So you shorten the ankle a bit and you push the leg on the floor. You slide it down as if you're pushing away something, an inch or two. And of course, once the leg is straight, it can't get longer. So what do you need to do with the center of your body to allow the leg to slide down and get longer? Make sure you're lying on your side. And you'll see that what you need to do is to shorten the right side of the chest so that the spine lifts up towards the ceiling, more or less in the middle of the spine. And the left side of the ribs fan out. And then when you bring the leg back, the chest on the right side sinks back to lie on the floor. So just feel how the heel can slide down like this and back to place. And now lift the leg a little bit in the air and do the same movement. So you hold the left leg a touch in the air like this on the side, and then you rock your pelvis. You actually rock your pelvis on the right or around the right hip joint. So the pelvis moves, the left hip joint moves away from the head and closer to the head, away from the head and closer to the head. And do a few quick movements like that. So you might feel this rocking in the pelvis and that pulls on the spine, and leave it alone. Lie on your back and rest, please. And of course, listen to the contact with the floor you have, to any changes. Listen in between your shoulder blades. See, you can move your leg and pelvis like that and feel changes in the upper back, in the neck, in the arms. Roll to lie on your left side, please. Bend the legs. Have the left arm long in front of you, shoulder height. Lean on your right hand in front of the chest with the elbow in the air. Lengthen the right leg down. And now on the floor like this, slide the leg down, lengthen it like this, not by straightening and bending the knee, with the knee already straight. That means you'll have to rock the pelvis, the spine around the area of the lower back moves away from the floor, the ribs there detach from the floor. The right side of the chest becomes long. The ribs fan out. Feel if you can sense that in you, in your own body. And if you don't try harder, because the harder you try, the more you'll stiffen your chest and the less you'll be able to do it. So do the exact opposite. Soften. Let go of your strong ambition. And now lift the leg in the air And do again the same movement. You push the leg down as if you want to move a little matchbox or something, just a little bit down, away from your body. And then, of course, back to place. And see if you can start getting a clear feeling of rocking the pelvis around the left hip joint. Do a few quick movements, easy, simple. Just make sure you're not lifting and lowering the leg to and from, to and away from the floor, but really down and up. Down, away from your head, up towards your head. Lie on your back and rest, please. And each time, listen to yourself and to changes you feel in yourself. Listen to the breathing. Listen to your lower abdomen just above the pubic bone. Are you starting to feel some movement of breathing in there? Please roll to lie on your right side the same way, with the right leg bent, the left leg long. The right arm in front of you, shoulder height, the left hand standing on the floor in front of the chest. Keep the foot on the floor of the left leg. And now move the foot in such a way that the outer border of your left foot will move up towards the knee, towards the head, and then down away from it. You don't lift the leg at all. It's a movement only in the ankle. So if you imagine someone sitting at the bottom of yourself, you want to show them the sole of your left foot. Let's say that you have an interesting drawing on your left foot, on the sole of the left foot. So you roll the foot in such a way, in the ankle, the movement is in the ankle joint, so that it moves the sole of the foot away from the floor. And then when you do it the other way, the sole of the foot comes closer to the floor. So it's not lifting and lowering the toes up and down or pointing and unpointing the toes, but it's really a sideways movement of the foot. You feel what it does to your hip joint and to your pelvis and your lower back when you do it. Feel how when you bring the outer border of your foot up, it tends to roll the pelvis forward and to arch the lower back. Now, who would have thought that such a tiny little movement would do that? Tend to do that. And now, continue doing this movement, but do it each time that you lift the left leg on the side up. So you lift the leg up on the side like this, like you did in the beginning of the lesson. And at the same time, you roll the foot in this fashion. And you put the leg down. And feel again, what does it do to the hip joint, the left hip joint, when you move the foot in this fashion? Leave it alone, roll to lie on your back and rest, please. Please roll to lie on your left side, the left arm in front of your shoulder height, the left leg bent, the right hand standing in front of the chest, and the right leg is long, in continuation of your spine, of your back. And now, do the same thing. Keep first the foot on the floor and roll the foot, move the ankle in such a way that the outer border of your right foot now will come closer to the knee, to the outside of your lower leg, if you want to think of it this way, or closer to your head. And that way you show the sole of your foot more fully. And then take that border down so that you're moving as if to stand on the sole of the foot. to put down the sole of the foot touching the floor. It's not to stand on it, but to touch with the sole of the foot the floor. And see whether there is a tendency in the pelvis to roll forward and for the lower back to arch a little bit and for the abdomen to become free when you move the outer border of the foot closer to the pelvis. And now join this movement with the movement of lifting the leg. That means while you lift the leg up in the air, you move the outer border closer to the pelvis and then you put it down. And then again, you move the outer border towards the head and at the same time lift the leg on the side and feel what you're feeling in your hip joint, this time your right hip joint. Leave it alone, please, and rest. And observe what difference can such a small movement make for you. And again, please roll to lie on your right side. Again, the same way, with the right arm long, shoulder height in continuation of your shoulder, the left hand in front of you on the floor, the right leg bent and the left leg straight down. And now, do the following. Lift your left leg in the air, but move it at the same time a little bit forward so you could see your foot, the toes, with your eyes, the toes of the left. But lift it up, up, up towards the ceiling and at the same time to see it. So just make sure that when you lift it, you can look at the foot and then put it back down. That means you're going to roll a little back with your pelvis. And then when you bring the leg back down to lie on its side, the pelvis should roll back down to lie on its side too. And each time put the foot all the way back down on the floor so that the muscles stop working completely. That gives you an opportunity to rearrange the muscles next time in a different way and explore different ways of doing it. So you lift the leg high up towards the ceiling and to look at the foot at the same time and then you roll the pelvis back forward and you put the leg back down all the way on the floor so that the floor takes over the weight of the leg. And do this movement a number of times until it's easy to do, that you feel how rolling the pelvis back, rounding the spine a little bit. You've done this movement of rounding the spine in previous lessons where the sternum, the chest bone slides down. The head moves a little forward too, and it looks, you look with your eyes, you actually look to see your foot. And if you can't move to see your foot, imagine yourself looking at the foot. Leave the head on the floor. At this point, leave the head on the floor. There you go. That's wonderful. Lie on your back and rest for a moment. Please roll to lie on your left side. Lie the same way, the left leg bent, the knee bent. Left arm long in front of your shoulder height, the right leg straight down in continuation of the pelvis. And now start lifting the right leg up towards the ceiling and a bit forward to sit with your eyes and keep the head on the floor. Please do it so that you keep the head on the floor. That means you need to soften the chest. You need to let the pelvis roll back, the spine gets round, and the leg swings forward. There you go. There's nothing wrong with lifting the head. We will do it in a short time. But lifting the head compulsively, then it's a problem. That means not having a choice, not having a say, because the chest is held rigid. And it's not that important in this lesson because it's just a movement lesson. But it's important in daily life, in what we do. And can do the movement a little easier, a little lighter. Just bring that it's not so serious. It's not so important. Just feel how the pelvis rolls backwards. Soften the chest, soften the spine. Use everything you learned in the previous lessons so that you can get the leg free, light. That's right. Lie on your back and rest for a moment. And as always, scan yourself briefly. Scan for changes. Roll again to lie on your right side. Bend the right knee. Have the right arm long in front of you. Lengthen the left leg down. And this time do the following. Lift the leg and move it behind you. And this you will have to lift the head a little bit and try to see the heel with your head over your left shoulder. So this time the pelvis rolls forward. The leg turns so the toes turn towards the floor and the heel turns a little up towards the ceiling. Now it doesn't matter if you see the heel the first time or not. Just look to figure out how to arrange this movement. Now feel, try to take the pelvis backwards and at the same time take the leg backwards and see what happens. If you really do it, you'll fall on your back. You'll just roll to lie on your back. So if you're going to take your leg backwards and stay lying on your side, you have to roll the pelvis forward. That means, again, the lower back and the buttock muscles have to work really powerfully. You need to soften the chest and also rotate the leg inside the hip joint so that the toes rotate down and the heel rotates up towards the ceiling. That'll help you move the pelvis forward. That's excellent. And remember that the chest can move and be soft when you do powerful movements. There's no need to stiffen the chest. There is a need to not stiffen the chest. Wonderful. And roll on your back, please. Rest for a moment. Feel the sensation of length now in the right leg and compare it to the left leg. Roll on your side to lie the same way as before. Roll to lie on your left side. The left arm is long in front of you. The left leg is bent. The right leg is long down, and the right hand is standing like for pushing up. And now, start with small movements. Lift the leg up in the air and take it behind you. Rotate it with the toes down. Take it behind you and lift the head to look over your shoulders to see the heel. And again, listen, are you freezing your pelvis? Are you rolling the pelvis forward? Or are you rolling it backwards? And see if you can get to roll the pelvis forwards. Arch your back. Use the power that you have in your buttock and in your back. The most powerful muscles in your body. Or some of the most powerful muscles in your body. Give yourself permission. Give yourself an opportunity to learn to use the strength that's already built in you before you lift the very first weight in your life. Then you can go ahead and train yourself to have stronger muscles if you like. Just make sure that the pelvis rolls forward as you take the leg backwards and also rotate the leg so that the toes move towards the floor and that the left heel rolls up towards the ceiling at the same time. Again, this is a movement that you can do no matter how old you are, how flexible, how strong, how weak, unless you're extremely ill and that might be too difficult. Or if you have injury in your back, then you might need to wait till you can do this lesson. But the average person can do it. Lie on your back and rest, please. Feel the length of the spine. Feel the breathing in the low abdomen. Roll to lie on your right side again. Bend the right knee. Have the right arm long in front of you. Lengthen the left leg down and lean on the left hand. And this time, combine the two movements. That means lift the leg in front of you to look at the toes, and then swing it gently behind you and lift the head to look at the heel. So the pelvis rolls backwards clearly as the leg goes forwards, and then the pelvis rolls forwards as the leg goes backwards. And the head, of course, you need to look from in front and then from the back. Remember to turn the heel towards the ceiling when you go behind with the leg, and turn the toes towards the ceiling when you go in front. So not only the pelvis is rolling forwards and back, and not only the leg is swinging forward and back in opposite direction to the pelvis, but the leg itself is rotating clockwise, counterclockwise, or inwards and outwards. So once you look at the heel, and then it rotates with the toes to the ceiling, and you look at the toes. And see if you can organize for the pelvis to really move continuously, freely, and powerfully, and see that that will take 95% care of the movement. The leg actually does not have much to do then. The brunt of the work is in the powerful muscles, the central muscles of our body. Lie on your back and rest for a moment. Roll, please, to lie on your left side this time. Again, the same way, the left knee, leg bent, the left arm in front of you, shoulder height on the floor, the right leg long down, the right hand standing on the floor. And now combine the two movements. Take the leg up and in front, pointing the toes towards the ceiling, looking at the toes, and then roll the pelvis forward, turn the leg so the heel is turned toward the ceiling, and look at it over your left shoulder. Sorry, you look at it over your right shoulder. You're lying on the left shoulder. That's wonderful. Lie on your back and rest, please. Roll to lie again on your right side, the same way. The right leg bent, the right arm long, shoulder height, the left leg long down. And now get hold of your head with your left arm from above the head. Get hold of your right temple, like you did in the beginning of the lesson. And now, again, move the leg up towards the ceiling and forward, and turn the toes up, and lift the head with the help of the arm to look at the toes. So it's like you're moving the head closer to the toes and the toes closer to the head, and both of them towards the ceiling. But you're helping the head come up with the arm. And again, feel the pelvis rolls a little backwards and the back folds. You round your back to do that. That means that belly muscles are working powerfully, the front muscles of the chest, the abdomen muscles, all that is working, pulling those two things together. And by contracting the belly like that and softening the chest, the pelvis will roll back. And now, keep holding the head. Just this time, take the leg behind you. Rotate the leg so that the toes go down and the heel goes up. Lift the head and look over your shoulder. I know it's a little peculiar, but see if you can figure out a way to do it. So you help with the hand and you want to bring, but the head not in front. You have to look from behind. That's right. And now join the two movements. You look from behind and from in front, and the leg swings forward and backwards. Magnificent. And again, feel the movement of the back, the abdomen, and the pelvis. And lie on your back and rest for a moment. And feel, even though you're doing powerful, large movements, feel that when these movements are done in a harmonious way, feel how peaceful the body feels when you take a rest. Feel how the body lies flatter, that you're lying flatter to the ground. That means that you have less compulsive, automatic firing coming from the brain telling your muscles to contract. Roll to lie on your left side. Bend the left knee. Have the left arm long in front of you. Lean on your right hand. Lengthen the left leg down. And now get hold with your right hand above your head, the left temple. Make sure that your left knee is bent, that the left leg is bent. Only the right leg is straight. If both legs are straight, you're going to roll over on your belly or fall over on your back. And now, lift the leg in front of you and lift the head and look at the toes and turn the toes towards the ceiling. You're lifting both high up. Part of it is you're lifting the legs high. It's easy. When the pelvis rolls backwards and the spine rounds, it's very easy to lift the leg high up. And in this lesson, if you're comfortable, do let the leg come up. Because I would like for you to experience how well and how easily you can do that. Maybe you didn't think of yourself as being so flexible. Or maybe you think you're supposed to stretch for hours and feel strain in order to be able to have a leg that lifts like a ballerina's leg. But all you have to do is have a brain that figures out how to do it. And once you figure it out, no big deal. And now do it the other way around. Take the leg behind you. And put use your right hand somehow to help the head look over the shoulder, over the right shoulder at the heel. There you go. And now combine the two movements, both in front and behind. And that's lovely. Roll to line your back and wrist. We have the power in us, lying there waiting to be used and expressed. We have tons of intelligence waiting to be used, at least partially. But in order for that to occur, we do have to shift from operating automatically to operating with awareness and intention for short periods of time, for 45 minutes at a time, 30 minutes at a time, an hour at a time, and that can make huge, huge, huge difference. We can learn what seemed impossible. And the more you stay in the process, the more will occur, because one thing builds on the other, just like in the development of a small baby. Roll to lie on your right side again. Go back to leaning on your left hand. You're not holding your head. Make sure to bend your right leg. Lengthen your left one. Lift the left leg up in the air. Now keep the leg where it is. Don't do anything more in the leg. Only roll the pelvis forward and backwards around the leg. So don't swing the leg anymore. The leg will move a tiny bit, but mostly it will rotate in the joint. That means the toes will move a little down, a little up. But do not swing the leg. Maintain the leg constant in space. That means that you move the pelvis around the leg. Imagine somebody is holding the leg for you and they keep it in one place. And you roll the pelvis around the leg. And again, you'll see for almost anyone, except very rare individuals, it's much easier for people usually to roll the pelvis backwards. See what you need to be able to also roll the pelvis forwards just as much as you roll it backwards. Feel what you need to do with your lower back, with your chest, with your spine, with your belly, what needs to happen in the neck, in the back of the neck, and of course what needs to happen in the right hip joint. Leave it alone, roll to lie on the other side. Slide the same way with the left arm long in front of you, the left leg bent, the right leg down, straight, lift it, keep it in space where it is, and roll the pelvis forwards and backwards. You do not swing the leg at this moment, you simply roll the pelvis around the leg. Slow down so you know what you're doing. Slow down so you know whether you're swinging the leg or not. Because at this moment, the idea is to move the pelvis around the stationary leg, more or less. And see if you can soften the chest bone and the ribs in this movement too. Or have you stiffened the chest in preparation for a difficult movement? And see if you have a say in it, see if you can change. Decide to make it light, decide to make it easy and simple. And do a few quick movements, small ones, of rolling the pelvis, a little back, a little forward, just around the middle, a little forward, a little back. And leave it alone, rest for a moment. Feel the spine, feel the back of the pelvis, feel everything, the legs, how do they feel from the hip joints down, the arms. Roll one more time to lie on your right side the same way. And lift the leg, the left leg straight up in the air. And again, swing the leg forward and high up towards the ceiling and lift the head to look at it. And then swing it backwards, roll the pelvis forwards, and look over your shoulder, over your left shoulder. But don't hold the head. You're leaning on the left hand, and you're just rolling the pelvis, taking the leg forward and backward, rotating, and feel what you're doing now. That's wonderful. Now stay on the side, put the head down, and simply lift and lower the leg on the side and see how you're doing it now. Does it even occur to you to not move the pelvis? Does it even occur to you to not move your ribs? Feel how the spine gets longer, how you get taller now when you lift the leg, how the pelvis rolls a bit forward. That means that you, in a lying position, have learned how to stand up better. Roll to lie on your left side and do the same thing on the left side. First of all, swing the leg forwards and backwards. And lift the head and look at it in front and in back. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Look at that. Feel how you're now one harmonious, mobile, elegant, and powerful being, all in one package. And now keep the head down on the floor, lift the leg and lower it on the side. And see here how you know without knowing it, like writing it down, but that as you lift the leg, your body knows what to do. It brings in what's necessary and feel what happens with the leg. That's right. Feel if you grow taller now when you lift the leg, if it pushes the spine up. That's magnificent. Roll to stand up on your feet. Come up to standing. And feel how you're standing. Feel if you're again getting this ape-like sensation. You'll feel, some of you will feel so forward, you truly feel that you're standing stooped. However, your spine now is pretty much as long as it has been for a long time. Feel, walk around and feel whether you're gliding more than walking. If the walking has a gliding quality to it now. Do pick up your feet off the floor if you still can. Actually feel that the pelvis now is part of the movement of the leg. So the legs become both softer, more agile, and stronger, all at the same time. So rather than thinking that strong means stiff, strong will be associated with mobile. Now again, I strongly recommend that once you've reached the end of the series, that you go through the series again in order at least a couple more times, and then use these lessons as you please, in or out of order, because you will learn to know what lessons feel useful when. And of course, the more you do the lessons, these and others, the more you will evolve and gain. Thank you very much, and thanks for being with me in this series.